Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Bert Show.
If you haven't been listening the last couple of days, we have tried to detail for you guys as much as we have been able to the stalemate between Jeff and Cumulus when it came to his contract. Jeff's contract expired on December 31st, and he hasn't been with us all week while they tried to work it out. And it's been they've both been very hard-headed about the whole thing, if you ask me. And it's been a stressful time for everybody in here. It's been very stressful for Jeff and his family also. I have received very few emails the last week that have been enjoyable to read. Because mm-hmm. if you think about it, none of them are complimentary. Mm-hmm. The ones that say, hey, you guys will be fine without Jeff, I get offended by because they belittle Jeff's role on the show. And that's my friend and he's our partner. The ones that say, hey, I won't listen again if Jeff's not there, aren't fun to listen to either, because for obvious reasons, there's nothing I could do about it. The ones that were demanding that I bring Jeff back were frustrating also because I had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. I've been fighting for Jeff now for 6 weeks, 8 weeks with corporate, so I'm doing everything I can. So reading the email saying, hey, you got to bring Jeff back or show's never going to be the same. Well, you're right. I mean, I know everything that you guys wrote in emails the last couple of weeks are absolutely true. Mm-hmm. If Jeff leaves the show, it doesn't sound the same. How could it? If Melissa leaves the show and we've got no Melissa, the show changes. And it changes for the worse for a while. And then you got to replace them with somebody, hopefully, that we bring up to the same quality level or beyond, you know? So it has been no joy for anybody the last couple of weeks, for sure. It's taken its toll on everybody mm-hmm. in here. We've all sort of been on edge. The studio has felt empty to us the last couple of days, too, partially because Melissa wasn't here as well. But not having Jeff in here has left a huge void mm-hmm. for all of us. So, I don't know. I've been getting the tweets and the emails, and I've just been getting more and more frustrated the last couple of days because there's nothing I could do about it. Mm-hmm. We've done everything that we can. If Jen could run over to Cumulus the last couple of days and, you know, figure out a way to get this done, it would have happened. Wendy, too. Melissa, I'm not so sure.
No. I don't have
that.
That
would have interrupted nap time.
Yeah. And I would have had to get on a phone to make the appointment. I'm not going to do
too
that.
Much effort. No. Too much. Just tell me tomorrow what happened.
Yeah. Just fill me in later, whatever.
So the bottom line is this, is that through weeks and weeks and weeks and months of negotiations that Jeff Dollar is coming back to the Bert Show, okay? We are going to be a family again.
Good, good.
And I don't know the details of the whole thing, but I do know this, that Jeff should be here any second.
Oh,
he will
really?
Be in studio this morning, and it is thankfully done. Done, done, done.
You're sure?
Yes.
It's like signed on the dotted line, done.
It has been so close to being done for a while now, but I am, much like you, so skeptical that mm-hmm. anything could turn. Because these negotiations...
There he is.
Hey,
Jeff Dollar.
Get over here. Jen was just asking, are we 100%
certain
this is done?
Are you sure? Are you really, really
funny.
Are we sure?
I remember you.
Glad he's back.
I remember you.
I'm so excited.
Hi.
Hey, you got a haircut.
Yeah, your hair looks good.
I had a lot of time to do a lot of things.
Yeah, we noticed. We've been working.
Oh. Yeah.
Jen just said to me, are you 100% sure this is done?
Are you 100% sure? Like, signed on the dotted line, done.
Jeff and I have gone through the same thing the last couple of days. Like,
your mic sucks.
Oh, it does?
We weren't going to allow this to happen unless it was 100% mm-hmm. signed, sealed, delivered, and signed, and... Because it really, I mean, things have been so turbulent the last couple of months and last couple of weeks especially that it felt to me like the negotiations were blowing from one end to the other. On one day, Jeff and I would talk and it was like, all right, buddy, looks like it's going to happen. And then the next day, Jeff and I would talk and it was like, doesn't look like it's going to happen. Then the next day, it's fine. Then it sucked. So he's been on this emotional roller coaster. He's mm-hmm. putting his mic in. With Jessica also. And every day... he didn't want to leave. You know? He hasn't wanted to leave either. And every day, him and Jessica have been going through this as a family as well.
There were moments.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. There were moments, actually, during this whole thing that I almost advised him to take off.
Really?
Yeah, just because of the way everything was handled in some cases, yeah.
But that's all behind us.
Right.
Is it that's all right. behind us?
Yes.
I don't know why. I want to see it. Like, show me the big Seriously. Stack of papers with that stapler that's extra big. I want to see your signature on it.
I actually thought about bringing it in, like framed, yesterday, because I signed it yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's not. And I was also. It's not really that big. It's only 3 pages.
Really?
It's actually only 2 pages, and I wanted so much more than that. Mm. Like I wanted
it had to be bound.
I wanted it in one of those little tourney things like the Da Vinci Code. Like, I didn't want just 2 pieces of paper. I wanted something written on the flesh of someone, but whatever. It's done.
Welcome back, Jeff.
You must want to say more than that about it.
Well, yeah, I heard the break with Serial Monogamous this morning, and I'm not going to make her cry yet, but God, you're an idiot. So I hope we can talk about that again. And I honestly...
That wasn't a caller if you weren't listening. That was Jen Hobby.
Right.
And I haven't listened to the show since... That was the first break I heard was that one this morning, so I missed it.
Well, and also welcome back, because we're glad that you have the key to the cabinet that has all the office supplies in it.
You guys,
that's what we were really upset
you
about.
You guys had
spoons.
We have not yesterday. Been able to eat.
We came to that realization a couple of days ago that if for nothing else, you got to come back and at least give us the key to the cabinet.
Give me a straw.
I didn't even think of that. I would have given it to Tracy. I do want to say that, and I wrote about this on my blog, that the attention that this has gotten started out as very humbling, and I'm not good with... You know, I really like myself, but I'm not comfortable with other people liking me. So at the beginning, like, it was really humbling and really, like, embarrassing. And by yesterday, it was just weird. Like, I seriously felt like there were people walking through hallways of schools, like, with Pepsi cans doing Save Ferris campaigns. Because, I mean, in the whole big scheme of things... Not that big of a deal, but I appreciate the fact that everybody, including, you know, you all in this room, but everybody on Facebook and Twitter and the fact that there was an interest like that, I mean, that made me feel good. So that was cool and almost made it worth it. You know what I mean? Like, to go to bed at night and think, wow, this is really cool. Like, people like me and people like the show and people care. As someone who, was I unemployed or retired?
You're unemployed.
Unemployed?
Yeah.
I want to come out of retirement. Can I be retired instead?
Yes.
I guess you could say that.
Okay. So when I was retired...
Were you planning on not working ever again?
Yeah, there was a minute there where I was like...
I know there are some people that were trying to make that happen.
Yeah, there was a minute there where I was wondering if a guy could sell Mary Kay or a Pampered Chef. But during that time, that brief time, like earlier this week and reading all the messages... it became apparent how, like, the people that my parents listened to on their little clock radio in the kitchen when they were getting ready, and then how integral and comfortable that becomes part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember distinctly who I listened to, who my parents listened to, and then when I became probably 16 and got my own car, like, who I listened to, and, you know, those different morning shows and stuff. And I was reminded of, you know, like, what we do is... kind of a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's superficial, but it's a comfort thing. So there's also an appreciation there for the people who are fans and who have supported us, I have a lot of appreciation for the fact that they're allowing us to be the ones to be in their kitchen or bedroom or shower or car every morning. Like, that's really cool.
And I've worked on a lot of different morning shows, but the passion level of Burt Show listeners is something pretty unique to me.
Always has been to me.
It always has been, but you really got to see it the last couple of days, sure, one way or the other. Yeah. People are passionate.
I was going to say, from before I ever even joined the show, and you guys doing Masha's graduation, mm-hmm. I mean, that was the listeners' passion and support coming forward to make that happen. Burt's Big Adventure exists because our listeners are passionate about what we do. You know, we're able to do all kinds of amazing things throughout this community because of the listeners, and I think you're right. I think they showed up in full force when there was the possibility of Jeff not being here.
For the one or two or three of you guys that thought this was some kind of publicity stunt for ratings, I with 100% wholeheartedly tell you this had zero to do with any kind of publicity stunt. This has all been 100% authentic. And I would never put our staff through that, and I would never put you guys through that. This is not like an April Fool's joke.
Right.
I mean, this is our lives, and we do take it very seriously that we got to entertain you guys before you get into work or school, and there's a trust between the two of us, and we wouldn't stunt with you guys with something this big.
We wouldn't be as exhausted as we all are if it were a stunt.
Yeah.
Especially coming off of a vacation week when listenership is down. If we'll stunt, we're going to do it in primetime rating season when listenership's up.
April, yeah. May, or June, baby.
We're not wasting it right now. We'll do it. It'll happen at 7:15 when we're kicking off our $1,000 giveaway, people, on Monday. Not now.
Hey, Michael, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, thank goodness that Jeff is back. Yeah, I love the Burt Show, but it's been on a comedy hiatus since he's been gone.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, again, like, I don't know how to respond to stuff like that. Again, there are no comments or no emails that feel good, because I think the show has been fine the last couple of days. but when you take a call like that, it's offensive for the people that are in here. So there has been no constructive criticism or no email or no call the last couple of days that sits well on it any level. Because the ones that came in that said that it's been fine without you are offensive also to me, because you're part of our team.
And they're wrong.
Hey, Susan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I want to send anybody. I just want to say welcome back, Jeff. I'm so happy, and now I don't have to send out any more emails.
Thanks, Susan.
Hey, bye. Amy, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, I just want to tell Jeff I'm about to cry. I'm so happy to hear him on the radio.
All of us are.
That's awesome, but I feel weird about that. I'm not worth it.
Oh, yeah. I've been following you on your blog and everything all week, so it's like everything is good now.
That was a well-constructed blog yesterday,
by the
way. It was,
the Jersey Shore blog.
You did a great job.
What do you mean? Good morning, Michelle. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. I was so worried this was going to be like a Tusher thing. I didn't listen to y'all until y'all took over from 99X, but he just adds something to the whole team, and I'm glad y'all are whole again.
Absolutely. So. I think you guys are all saying what we were feeling the last couple of days.
Y'all are awesome.
Thank you.
The Tusher thing was one of those veiled compliment things.
I get what you're saying.
Very talented, but God, that guy looked bad at the end of his morning show run here in Atlanta.
Good morning, Kim. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hey there. How you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say welcome back, Jeff. I love you so much. I love each and every one of you. I think you all add something very different and special to the show, and I'm just so glad he's back.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How's Jessica done with this whole thing? I got a whole bunch of emails wondering how the family has done the whole thing, because you go through one of these, everybody in your life goes through it.
She's fine. It's, it was a weird journey, and I joke about the blog thing, but if you do read the blog, there is never a place where my future was in danger. Like, there's never a place where I was going to lose a house. You know what I mean? So that made everything okay. There's certainly a lot of frustration and a lot of anger and a lot of questioning, you know, which, you know, door to open or whatever, however you want to say it. And that, I think, was really stressful for both of us, especially making decisions despite... I feel like it's almost like asking out the person who just called you really ugly and fat. You know what I'm saying? Like, that there was a lot of that.
During the negotiations, you mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And at the end when I... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of that like weird, conflicting, not feeling wanted, but feeling wanted. I will tell you this, and I told this to Bert on the phone, and I'll have no problem saying this publicly, but the reason I'm in this chair right now is because of the people in this room, and no other reason at all.
Mm-hmm. Understand that.
Yeah, these are tough to go through. They really are. I mean, mm-hmm. when you're in any negotiation with any company, it's your job to get the most for your family and the most for yourself, and you take a certain amount of pride in what you do, and you want to feel appreciated. And your company, it's their job to keep you there for as little as they can. They've got budgets to take care of also. And how those two meet in the middle is sometimes very, very difficult. In this case, it hasn't been pretty at all. And there's ramifications, I mean, that are probably your attitude is going to be different towards the company because it didn't go as well as you wanted it to. I mean, it's done. We're a family again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But there's still, I mean, there's some things that in any negotiation, if it's not handled well or you don't feel it's handled well, those linger.
Indeed.
And I think you're going to feel that for a while. But what we do have here is special, and the company saw that, and Jeff knows that, and we all know that also. So it's together again.
I'm so excited. Sigh of relief.
It is together again.
And I really am. I do appreciate the well wishes, but God, I am so embarrassed by it. Like, it's really not. I don't get embarrassed easily, especially I don't get embarrassed when people are telling me how much they like me. But this
doesn't happen often.
No.
Hey, The Bert Show.